Welcome, soulmates. I'm Violet Lang, and this is Bold Love and Soulful Sex, a podcast on dating, relationships, lineage, and legacy for rebels of love. Here we explore radical romance, real love stories, and multidimensional intimacy. Because love isn't just about finding the one. It's about being the match for bold love in every area of life. From friendship to community, creativity to calling, ancestry to ecology. It's about creating the life of your dreams and living passionately ever after. Love is a field, one we plant with the courage to evolve. Tend that field, dear rebels, and love blooms everywhere. Let's create some magic. Welcome to Real Love Stories, a special series from Bold Love and Soulful Sex. These aren't fairy tales. They're stories of real people who stopped settling, stopped hiding, stopped abandoning themselves, and discovered what became possible when they brought their whole selves to love. Some found partnership, some saved their marriages. All of them changed their lives and realized their love story is far from over. And if you'd like to go deeper with these stories, I've created a free experience called Real Love Happens, with reflection prompts, practices, and mini dares for each episode. You can join anytime at violetlang.com/real. I'm Violet Lang, relationship alchemist and cosmic matchmaker. Let's begin. Carmen knew how to date. That was never the problem. She knew what to say, how to text, the right emojis, how to keep someone interested. She knew how to play the game. But she didn't know how to be real in love. Because dating is actually not a numbers game. It's about energy, skills, alignment, availability, and practice. So Carmen is a lawyer, and she is successful, she's well-connected, she's a great networker, and she has a really full life. Friends, family, you know, everything in its place. But her love life stayed on the surface. She went on plenty of dates, she met men at conferences, through apps, and she met people who say they wanted connection, but actually just wanted something casual. Or people who looked perfect on paper, but nothing ever got deep, nothing ever stuck. You know, they'd talk or connect or even go on a few dates for a few weeks or maybe even a few months and then gone. She felt like she was constantly scrambling, that nothing could ever really last, and that she was doing something wrong, even though she felt like on the surface, she was using all the tips and tricks. She thought she was doing everything right. But somewhere along the way, she had learned that vulnerability was weakness, that love was a game and you had to hold the cards. So even though she thought she was flirting, she was always a little distant, a little cool, and a little too in control. And she got good at it. She got good at dating and meeting people and something starting, but not something staying and lasting. And this pattern kept her in things that never really became real. And in some ways, because I've also been there, it's almost worse than like having periods where you're not going on dates or you're not meeting anyone. But where you are meeting people, but it's just like sand through your fingers, you're like, what the heck? I can't go through anymore. Sense of rejection and abandonment. So when Carmen and I worked together, we didn't teach her how to date better. That was not what she needed help with. I do help some of my clients learn to date better because it can be really gnarly out there and hard to figure out how to get a date. And I love helping my clients get first, second, third dates, get from dating to commitment and commitment to engagement and engagement to marriage, if that's what you're looking for. But how to feel like they're progressing in a way that feels really juicy and fun and authentic for them. But where Carmen needed help was actually how to stop performing and how to be more in her heart, how to share what she actually wanted. Not just casually, not strategically, but honestly, vulnerably. Sharing her desire for a partnership, for something real. And something interesting happened then, which I see all the time in my clients, which is that when she actually spoke her desires, pretty early in the process, the wrong people filtered themselves out before she ever had to get hurt. That's the thing with vulnerability. We think that if we're vulnerable, we are inherently exposing ourselves to be hurt. But vulnerability is actually a test of the other person's ability to be with us in difficulty, to be with us in desire, to be with us in holding differences if they want something different than us. And so speaking your truth and your desires, yes, early on in the process, actually makes you less vulnerable to the rug being pulled out from under you, less vulnerable to things just kind of crumbling and not knowing why. So what we worked on was vulnerability and letting people see her, which is both words that we use, but also our energy. She had gotten really used to being seen as the lawyer, the successful one, the cool and collected, fun one. But what she wasn't being seen for was some of her quirks and some of the things that were maybe counterintuitive to her being a lawyer. So her spirituality, her love of crystals, of animals, of country music, all these parts of her that she thought she had to hide in order to be taken seriously. And as we did that, we actually clarified something else, which is what she actually valued. Now, this is not what she had been taught to want. She had been taught to want, well, I need someone who's also a lawyer. I need someone who's also making X amount of money. I want to have a certain lifestyle. But through our work together, what actually felt true was that she deeply needed and craved integrity and care and presence, not just a resume. So if you're listening and you're one of the many people I work with who are professional women or women that have a pretty successful career or a position of leadership or influence, you might be tempted to think, I want to be in a power couple. I want to be with someone just like me. But I find that that's dating from the mind and dating from cultural expectations instead of dating from what our nervous system and our heart and our soul and our body really need. So when Carmen met her guy, she felt something different. They went on long walks. They went camping. They looked at the stars. They weren't at flashy happy hours or bougie restaurants. They were actually just talking, like really talking. Not networking, not performing, the simplicity instead of connection. And there was something unexpected. So he did not rush her physically, which is something she had gotten used to and something she had almost learned to anticipate and play the game with. Again, there isn't a game, but in her mind, she thought there was, and she had to follow the rules in order to get love. What I find is actually when we break the rules and follow the dating that feels authentic for us, we get what we want so much faster and it lasts so much longer. So 5 dates in with this guy, nothing had happened. And a part of her went into her old pattern of insecurity. Did I do something wrong? Is he not attracted to me? And with my encouragement, she was vulnerable. She asked him, you know, her voice was a little shaky. Is this just a friend thing? And then he said, I'm not the type of guy who thinks I need to pursue you sexually to prove I'm interested. I'm looking for something that builds, something real. If you need that kind of chase, we're not the right fit. And after he said that, something in her broke open. Not in a painful way, but in a clear way. She finally saw it. That she had been chasing the wrong kind of love. Carmen was playing a game that could never give her what she actually wanted. And this, with this guy, this was different. It was slower and deeper and more real. And let me tell you that when the intimacy came, it was there. The desire, the connection, the ease. And now they've been together almost 10 years. They have navigated challenges with life, with fertility, with lots of aspects that come up that we just can't predict. But what they've built is resilient. It's steady, it's mutual, and it's real. It gets better over time because it's a love life that holds both ambition and simplicity, family and partnership, depth and joy. So real love is not the performance, it's not the strategy. It's not the flashy tips and tricks that don't really seem to work anyway, at least not in the long term. Real love is what happens when you stop trying to get it right and start letting yourself be known. Even when your voice shakes, even when you don't know how it will land, because that's where something real can finally begin. If you heard yourself in this story, you're not alone. And your love story doesn't have to be over either. Maybe you're the woman who's tired of overgiving. Maybe you're the person who freezes around attraction. Maybe you're in a good relationship that no longer feels fully alive. That's exactly why I created Hot Love Summer inside the Love Field. It's a 3-month immersive experience for singles, couples, and everyone in between who want to practice love in real time, not just learn about it. Through relationship labs, embodiment experiences, flirting challenges, constellations, community, and real-world experiments, you'll become the match for bold love. You can learn more at violetlang.com/thelovefield. If you're listening after enrollment closes, you can always reach out about private coaching. And if you're inspired to create your own next chapter, I've created a free experience called Real Love Happens. It's 10 days of reflection prompts, inspiration, and bold little dares inspired by these stories. You can join at violetlang.com/real. Real love happens because happily ever after isn't something you find. It's something you build. One choice, one risk, one courageous conversation at a time. And I believe your love story is just getting started.